Hello, this is Lisa Black with Shakti Vinyasa Yoga. Today is Sunday, May 10th, and I'm leading a meditation today on creating new possibilities. This meditation, the theme is exploring new possibilities in our life and creating space for something new. Let's begin together by taking a seat in your space without any distractions. Please make sure that you have a pillow or a bolster under your sit bones, either kneeling or sitting cross-legged, and come to a comfortable seat so that you can maintain the seat for the duration of the meditation. Make sure you start comfortable so as you sit, you don't get distracted by any discomfort in your body. That's why it's really helpful to have the sit bones up higher than the knees. Now, as you come into your space, take a moment just to look around your space. Look around your space, appreciate all the things in your space, the colors, the textures, the light. Just notice, without story, just notice. Take in your space. And then if you're looking out a window, you might even notice light coming in the window, or for me, I see some beautiful flowers and green outside my window. And just take in the day, take in the moment as precious. Now, come to your body, come to your physical body, and begin by laying both hands down on your thighs, or if it's more comfortable, having them both facing up. Facing up might be more in the realm of possibility, creating open and expansion. And facing down is very connected and grounded. So you choose what feels right today. Begin by getting all of the movements out and just commit to some stillness in your body. Take a moment just to close your eyes and allow your eyelids to rest closed. Allow yourself to relax into this moment that it's just like the most precious and sweet moment there is. This is what we have right now. Together, breathe in fully and breathe out fully. Start this meditation by really accessing your physical body. Feel the periphery of your body, the whole outside of your body, including all of the surface of your skin. Just have a global awareness of your skin. You might feel temperature on your skin. Simply notice that. You might feel an itch or a scratch on your skin. Notice how that just passes. Or maybe it's still there, but maybe then as you sit, then it passes, then sensation on your skin may change. Notice the temperature in your skin may stay the same or may slightly change with your awareness. Notice all the outside of your body, the skin. Yeah, and then from here, notice from the skin, go into the muscles and awareness of all the muscles hugging in to the bones and supporting your skeleton as this structure of your body. Have a global awareness of you here. And so much, you know, so much makes you up beyond just the skin, the muscles, the bones, so much more beyond just the physical. But we start by accessing our physical body to allow ourselves really to ground in this moment, to be right here. Not in the past story or memories, not in the future projections, but really right here. Our true happiness, our true just possibility of santosha, which means contentment, is just available, you know, right here in this moment. So I'm not rushing on to the next moment, not wishing that it would hurry up and get to the future, but to really allow spaciousness of this moment, spacious, open, expansive. Now, as you sit, bring an awareness to your foundation that's firmly connected to this earth, root chakra connected straight down to the earth. Imagine like tree roots going down to the earth. Sense of being grounded and connected here. Now bring your awareness to your lower back and your lower spine and start to uplift your spine, almost just gently drawing your spine into your body. Allow there to be space, like you're even in your mind's eye, picturing space in between each vertebra. As you sit up taller and taller, you might even feel a sense of drawing the spine in, and that gives you more length and height as you reach the crown of your head up to the sky. Yeah, the crown of your head, like a skylight, letting light in, letting light out. May we receive new insights right now in this moment. May we be open and spacious enough to allow new insights to come in. Bring awareness to your face and all the muscles. Let's just soften all the muscles of our face. Let the face be relaxed. Allow our expression just to be completely at ease and peace, kind of peaceful in our face. We're not trying to make any expression of a frown or a smile, but just simply being is a wonderful quality of just relaxing and being. Now, in your mind's eye, let your focal point be on your third eye center. Your third eye center is right in the middle of your forehead between your brow. Your inner focus with your eyes closed, it's almost like you're staring at one wall. But you might not see anything there, but when your eyes are closed and you stare at the temple of your forehead, you might see lights, you might see color. You might start to be watching a movie, like a movie of your life. You might also see scenes in your life going across that screen. Maybe storylines start to happen and you notice that you're thinking. So then you draw yourself back to this moment, kind of getting out of distraction. We're so easily distracted in our life by all the external noise, the external sounds of expectations on us, our expectations of each other, the storylines that we've been maybe running from our past. We're so distracted by all of these things, the things that maybe clutter our mind. So we've worked to release the things that don't serve us. And now moving into this realm of possibility, it's like we've cleaned out, almost like we've cleaned out our house and created new space in our home. Like maybe we've done that. And through creating a new space in your home, there's a new quality of openness and less distraction. Helps us then hone and to be able to focus on what matters. Let's talk about our inner drishti. Your inner drishti is a gazing point at your third eye center. Your third eye center is kind of the place of focus when our eyes are closed, whereas when we're in an asana, our eyes might be open, gazing at one spot. This inner focus really allows almost like just a focal point for a meditation so that we don't wander away. We keep coming back to this inner focus. When we bring our focus on something, that spot burns more brightly. And there's a quote here, the sun's rays do not burn until brought into a focus. Alexander Graham Bell. I'll read it again. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus, right? So when we bring our own drishti to a focal point, that spot brings, there's more energy that you're bringing to that spot. It might burn more brightly. So your drishti in a physical asana might be to spark your fingers, say in triangle pose. Or here, sitting in seated meditation, you might pull your spine up and in and now focus on the crown of your head And notice if you focus on the crown of your head, you bring your attention there. It starts to burn more brightly. There's more aliveness. So wherever we bring our focus brings more aliveness. Do that now. Do that now to the third eye center. The eye that we want to awake, the eye of intuition, is the place of knowing without thinking necessarily. The eye of intuition for each of us, we're awakening to that deep, deep inner sense of knowing the right path. Possibility, just the word, can we create an enthusiasm around what is possible for you right now? If we immediately go back into our limiting perspective of I don't have this, I don't have that, I can't, please know that those are just our limiting perspectives and limiting sort of judgments that hold us back. So quickly as you can, release any limiting perspective so that in this meditation, anything is possible that you want to create. And it starts by planting the seed of what is possible right now. It's almost as if you were planting a garden and you didn't actually know what this seed was. And you put the seed into the earth, you buried it with nutritious earth, you watered it, and then the sun came out. And you didn't actually know what was going to grow from the seed. Well, this represents you right now. Plant your own seed. You are the seed in the earth you're planting right now. Plant your own seed. So you establish the roots into the earth, down into the earth. And then you nurture, you practice self-care. You practice cleaning out what's not serving you, creating space in your body. Physically opening up your body, expanding your body, opening your mind, clearing space in your mind so that you are a yes, I can, I am, I will. Creating new space in your heart, letting go of any hardness of heart, softening the area right now around your heart. Let go of any hardness of heart. Clear that away so that you can truly sit in a place of expansion. Where we bring our attention expands. When we focus on one point and then hone our energy to that one point, it grows and expands. So focusing right now on what's possible for you, the question that we're sitting with right now is, what is possible if you were to create something new in your life? And it doesn't mean that you need to actually go out and do something or create something. But the idea is, what lights you up right now? What's the first thing that comes to mind? What lights you up right now? What brings excitement? What brings joy? What brings the sense of expansion? What is it that you want to bring to the world? Or maybe it's what you want to bring from the center of your heart out, your own creative expression. It's like, what is your heart yearning for? Do you feel anything around your heart? What does it want to say? If your heart were to speak, what would it want to say? What would be the song that your heart would want to sing? If nothing were to hold you back and you could do anything, what would you want to do? As you notice on your body, you're noticing sensations as you're sitting. Just notice them come and go. Notice your breath now get deeper and deeper. Can your breath become deeper and deeper? Almost as if you're using your breath to wash through you. To give you new energy. Our breath does that. It gives us new energy. So if anything, can we breathe in more? Can we breathe out more? So more breathing can also create new passageways in our body. And our mind and our hearts, the more we breathe, create space for something new to come in. And sometimes you might find if you're focusing on this meditation to create space for something new, you might feel that you're trying too hard. Where in our life do we try too hard to make things happen? And we haven't necessarily created the space to allow them to happen. So can we sit in the question, what is possible right now? Maybe it's just as simple as happiness is possible right now. Joy is possible right now. Love and contentment are possible right now. And are we opening up to truly experiencing those feelings? And it takes courage to sit here with ourselves. Maybe it's not easy, but the practice is sitting with what is, relaxing with what is, and trusting that the universe is expanding and opening for us so that we can see the right path ahead, that we can be guided forwards on our own path. Not right in the direction that others think for us, but truly to feel new doors opening. Often we stare too long at the closed doors. We stare too long at the closed doors, the things that are closed to us. And we forget to look up and notice that the window is open. And that window that's open for you right now is maybe unknown. The window is open. And we're just in that process of opening the window, letting the air in, letting the light in. And then maybe we open the window and then we actually open a new door. We step out into the sunlight, metaphorically, and we open to the new path that lays before us. But we've had to completely let go of the old path to almost just start again. It's like kind of like erasing our footsteps, even though the footsteps brought us to where we are. You know, our footsteps have brought us to where we are. We don't erase the past, but it's almost as if we're beginning fresh. Like you're on the beach and your footprints have been right behind you. When you look behind you, there's footprints. And then all of a sudden, a wave comes in and washes your footprints away. And you're standing there and there's no footprints around. It's just you. And you think, what's my first step going to look like? My next step going to look like? You start walking across the sand, creating new footprints. Right now, what are the new footprints that you would like to create on this earth? What new footprints would you like to touch in the sand? How would you like to walk on this earth? To tread lightly but connected, maybe with our hands open in connection with the air and the space, nature around us. How do you want to feel? Feel that right now, open, expansive. Can we be in possibility as a place to exist? By living in creativity and possibility, creativity is actually Shakti. Shakti is our own creative juices, our creative energy that's just wanting to bubble up and come out. We don't necessarily know it's there until we allow the space. So now feel in your body, your hands. Feel maybe tingling in your hands, maybe just an aliveness in your hands, and start to pull your spine up and in. Allow your arms now to float ever so slowly to the sides. Float your arms almost like your hands are little cups reaching out to the side. And if it were raining, you'd be filling up your cups, your two hands, with fresh water to drink, or fresh water to just bathe you. Or here, just cupping our hands or reaching out through our fingers. Now we take our arms out to the sides. And we let in light. And in this moment, invite in from your mind to your heart, into your body. May I invite in possibility. May I be open to possibility right now. And may I listen, really listen and hear what I'm intended to hear. May I really see, feel all that I'm intended to feel. I can really listen to what those lessons are that I'm meant to learn right now. And now with your hands, bring them together with your left hand flat over your heart and your right hand over your left hand in a mudra of self-care, with both hands over your heart. And maybe even bowing your head to your hands and just feel for a moment that wonderful quality of really trusting yourself, trusting that if we listen enough, not to our doubts, but to listen to the path of possibility, then we will see how things start to open for us and things start to become available, new ideas, new pathways. Stay in that openness and trust that your answers will come if we keep in the realm of possibility. Let's invite our hands to our heart center, our thumbs to our forehead center, our thumbs to our third eye, and may we see, hear, feel all that's intended. Take a deep, full breath in. Together we say namaste. Let's lift our head back to center. Blink, open your eyes, let your hands rest down in your thighs and bring yourself back to this space. Grateful for you in this moment. And now take a couple moments, if you would, with a journal and a pen and just free write about all of your ideas, the things that you are excited about. Write them down. Write down all of your strengths, all of the things that you value. Write them down. Write down what it is that you want and desire in your life, and write down what you'd like to create, new pathways and new doors. Thank you so much for joining me today. This meditation is complete. Namaste.